For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, nobody knows better than you, Professor Chase, the founder of the Artie Awards, but the eligible season is coming to a close and we're a little bit overwhelmed on the committee. Was this season planned with our interests in mind?
Clearly not. You know, I avoid the word plethora because it means overabundance and people say it meaning abundance, you know, but this is a plethora of theater. plenty to do. And I think for us, the choice is easy. We see everything. But for other people, choosing among a richness of offerings can be a challenge.
Well, let's start with some openings that people at least should be roughly familiar with. Coming up at Shays, starting next Tuesday, The Book of Mormon, back in Buffalo for the third time, and I'll be seeing it for the third time.
Yeah, I think people have an idea of what they're getting. I thought you were going to go with a more familiar title by far, Hamlet.
You know, I've heard of that.
Heard of that. Irish Classical Theater Company, under the direction of Kate Loconte, with Anthony Alcocer as Hamlet, and that's coming up as well. Again, with things like that, people are just interested to know in what style, how are they doing it, but you kind of know what you're getting. Similarly, 1776 up at O'Connell and Company.
Well, there's a twist on that. It's an all-female production.
That is the twist, but it will be these familiar characters from American history leading up to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. The fun is that it's played by women. I think that Hamilton has kind of loosened things up in this regard.
Well, I was going to ask you, for folks who don't know, difference between Hamilton and 1776.
One is about the founding of the country and Alexander Hamilton's contribution.
Okay.
1776 is just about getting the Declaration of Independence signed. One is 1970s myth-making, and the other is contemporary myth-making. Both myth-making in a way that Broadway has long done better than anywhere else.
Now, a couple of shows that folks might wonder about. Let's start with Equivocation. It's at the Cavanoki, and I guess it's also somewhat historical.
Entirely. Trying to conceive what if the government had commissioned William Shakespeare to write their view of the gunpowder uprising, the Guy Fawkes thing, as a play. And Shakespeare was no stranger to propaganda plays, wrote a slew of them in the histories. And so the question is, what if he had been commissioned to do this one? So Guy Ballantyne as Shakespeare, fun little caprice of a play over at the Cavanoki Theater. And the gunpowder uprising, I think it's hard for us to remember or even understand the fluctuations between we're Catholic, we're Protestant, we're Catholic, we're Protestant during that period of history. But it was a Catholic plot against James the First, who had succeeded Elizabeth. And so there was a plan to blow up the House of Lords with a couple of dozen barrels of gunpowder, which handily could have done the job, but it was disclosed in a letter and very dramatic, perfect for theater.
But also a lesson for our time about government overreach, shall we say, or writers tempering their words.
Possibly. We'll see this weekend. Opens tonight.
And I gather a slightly historic, but just going back a couple of decades, the undeniable sound of right now should appeal to all of us boomers who feel that rock and roll has kind of left us behind.
Has it?
Well, yeah.
Oh, all right. I thought it was here to stay and would never die, but that's down at the Road Less Traveled Theater. And well, luckily, you know, Fosse Verdon is on a Tuesday night. This week, I would have to decide between Fosse Verdon and Book of Mormon, but it quite has me hooked. And last week was all Gwen. Pretty, pretty dishy about her early life and some brilliant cross-cutting between then and now. But I also managed to fit in, and I think we were both there the same night, Desde el Puente, over at the Raíces Theater Company. They're short musicals.
Very high energy, as you would expect. And I thought just brilliantly sewn together. Anytime Victoria Perez is in charge, things flow smoothly. I think you enjoyed just little simple things like the very fast set changes. There was no downtime in this
yes,
one.
Yes, we can learn from this, people. Set changes should not be longer than the plays, that this is important.
Mr. Chase, you are bad.
Am I breaking new ground here?
No, but hopefully the point is well taken.
Hopefully the point is well taken.
The other nice thing Desde el Puente does, it seems like a minor thing, but they offer a Sunday evening 6 p.m. show. I can't tell you how wonderful that is. You can be with your family in the afternoon, take in a show, and still get home in time for school.
I don't know if other people have the scheduling issue about that we do, but you know, it is nice to be able to go to the theater at a different time.
And it seems to be something in the water, a short plays. Not only does Buffalo Quickies continue, Desde el Puente with the short musicals, but I was absolutely blown away by the students over at Buff State. They put on a little 6 short play festival. Really, really well pulled together. And their Victoria Perez, I guess, is Patrick Multane.
Patrick Multane was the faculty member pulling that together and making sure that it ran smoothly, and they impressed us all.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.